Zoomer Radio, the original greatest hits, and that includes vintage rock, too, from BTO, their Let It Ride, and we started the hour with the Rolling Stones on the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Did you know March is Pharmacy Appreciation Month? I have big love for our pharmacy just down the street. I go with my questions, and sometimes I do go with my symptoms, and they always know how to help. They ask me to stand over there, but they definitely help me. And over these last 3 years, pharmacies have provided us safety and protection that we've needed against COVID. Our guest is Toronto pharmacist John Papasturgio, owner of several Shoppers Drug Mart locations on the Danforth. Hi, John. Welcome. I know that you and Janie know each other, but this is our first time talking, so welcome to the Morning Zoom.
It's great to be here.
Oh, yes, John. Our listeners know you well from the days when you would take questions on Fight Back, always providing solid advice. And that giving of advice has now changed over to giving of prescriptions. How positive has the impact been for pharmacists to give prescriptions for some ailments and infections?
Yeah, it's been super well received. I mean, you know, we were kind of on this course prior to the pandemic. I think community pharmacy was slowly expanding their scope of practice, and then kind of boom, we were hit with the pandemic, and we were almost forced to change overnight. Like, our role changed. We became almost a destination for Canadians that, you know, didn't want to go to urgent care, didn't want to go to the hospitals. They felt more comfortable going into their community pharmacy. So, and given all the pressures that were put on the healthcare system, all of a sudden we started doing more and more, and I think we built some goodwill with stakeholders, and now we have all this new scope. And at January 1st, it started with what we call minor ailment prescribing. So you can go into your community pharmacy, get things like pink eye looked at, you know, aches and pains, constipation, stuff that the pharmacist could manage pretty easily with some of the prescription items. And even for pandemic-related treatments, now we're able to prescribe for a drug called Paxlovid, which is, it's very important to get the timing right on that and start after your onset of symptoms. So we have that ability, too. So I think it's great for not only the public, but for pharmacists as well.
Mm-hmm. But the last 3 years, you guys have been under an incredible amount of pressure, because you are right. We were all going to our pharmacies because we didn't want to go to the places where lots of people gathered. So it was definitely safe haven. And now these new responsibilities, how has your team been managing? Because I feel like there's just been more and more foisted on pharmacies.
You know, it has been a busy time in the community pharmacy. You know, the pharmacists, pharmacy technicians, they've been under a lot of pressure. So, yeah, you know, whenever I get the opportunities like this, I'm like, give your pharmacist a hug. It's Pharmacist Awareness Month. They've been doing a lot of good work. But, you know, I think they enjoy the new scope of practice as well. It's a new area. They get to help patients in a different way. They get to take some of the burden off the traditional healthcare system. So it's great to see. Like, I've got so many examples now where, you know, someone will come in, it's like 8 o'clock at night, they may have an eye infection, and they're like, I would have waited like 6-7 hours in the emergency room, and I'm in and out in 10 minutes. You know, there's a huge value to that, and people, you know, people love it.
Let's change topics a little bit and talk about COVID-19 and the role that pharmacists have played in the vaccine rollout. It has been huge. I was thinking the other day, I'm having a little bit of COVID vaccine withdrawal. When, for those of us who've had the 5 shots, when do we get number 6? Is it later this year?
Yeah, it's probably going to be later this year. We're actually waiting for guidance still, and that information hasn't been put out. I guess they're waiting to see what the value would be of another dose, but you're very right. I mean, pharmacists did the bulk of the vaccination. I actually gave the first vaccine in a community pharmacy in Ontario. I remember that day clearly. Yeah. It was like a party in the pharmacy, because it felt like, I think to many, it signified the end of the pandemic. Mm. And it didn't turn out to be exactly that. But we've done, you know, a ton of bivalent boosters now. We're waiting for some direction. But I imagine this is going to be an annual thing. We'll see what the experts in that area say.
Okay, so you're a celebrity pharmacist is what you are. Where, if people want to come and meet you and go to one of your shops, where can they actually see you, John? They want to go and they want to meet you.
John,
you
know, John will be performing on stage at the Danforth Music
next,
Hall.
John, yes.
I'll be doing stand-up in the council. Primarily at 1630 Danforth Avenue, the Shoppers Drug Mart there, and but I own four of them now, right across the Danforth. So I'm always around. People run in. You'd be surprised how many people from Zuber come in and recognize me to say hello. I'm always surprised at that. Yeah, so this is a great forum to kind of pass on some of this information.
That's awesome. Rockstar Toronto pharmacist John Papasturgio, always great to talk to you. Thanks, John.
Thanks, guys. Take care.